Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody. On whatever Wednesday, I am Lisa Diamond, and I have my co-hosts are also on the line, Sue Barrington and David Olson. Our topic today is going to be how to stay in touch with customers, both new customers and maybe customers, you know, that you sold to a year ago or 2 years ago, 3 years ago, some people 4 or 5 years ago, and maybe some customers that you haven't been in touch with in a while. And, you know, just some tips and ideas on how to re-engage. But before we get into that, I just want to go through some announcements. First of all, starting with events. So tonight there is a national sales call. Our CEO, Albert Boss, will be on the phone. Well, will be on that call, as well as Chris and George Veronis, our national sales directors. That call is at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. That's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard. In order to get to that, you can go to BeamerMeetings.com. It is a Zoom link. Check your email for additional call instructions if you need to call in from the phone. And then we also have two academies this weekend. The guest night. There's a pre-academy in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's on the 20th, which is tomorrow. And then there is also an academy, Great Neck, New York, with Bettina and Casey Conrad. That guest night is on the 22nd. And there's several academies coming up next weekend. And just a note, start looking at the dates and what days of the week they are, because we've been kind of programmed that academies were on Friday and Saturday, and the guest nights were on Thursday. But some academies now are running Saturday, Sunday. We even have a couple that are running Sunday, Monday. So just make sure that you check and verify those dates. We also have this weekend Discover Beamer in Carlsbad. We were on a manager's call yesterday. There are a few tickets. They opened up some spots. Those tickets are $69. It is pretty much an all-day event, similar to what the B20s and the Empower Beamer events were like. So, Carlsbad is the first one of the year, if you have any interest in that. And then I just want to remind everybody, there are still tickets available for the National Convention in Dallas, which the dates of that are May 8th through the 10th. There is also a pre-convention education workshop on May 7th. Those are ticketed. That day is a ticketed item separate. So if you are interested in attending any of those workshops, there's going to be 6 different workshops designed to just help with strategies and leadership skills, that kind of stuff. And then also for Beamer managers, there's a managers event this year in September. It's going to be out in Denver. And if you are currently an IBDJ or an IBDS, and you are able to reach group leader by August 30th of this year, your registration and hotel room are on the company. You have to get yourself to Denver. I can tell you they're great weekends. There's just a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun. And so if you have goals of advancing with Beamer, you know, August 30th is the deadline to go to that Beamer manager meeting in Denver in September. Also, if you're currently a group leader, team manager, or organizational manager, we're all invited to go. If you want to have that covered, your registration in your hotel room taken care of by Beamer Corporate, the requirement for this manager's meeting is that you earn a group bonus 5 out of the 8 months between January and August 30th. And those are my announcements. I strongly, strongly recommend everybody gets on that national sales call tonight so that you can get updated on what is going on with the current inventory that is being held in Long Beach. I'm not going to go into it on this call because I think it's better coming from Albert. I think that you know, we're all going to be in a better position once all of this is resolved. But certainly, if you have any questions about anything that we're talking about today or anything whatsoever, you are able to hit 1 on your phone and go into the queue. And so now I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sue Barrington. And Sue is going to just talk to us a little bit about, you know, some tips for success in getting your customers off on the right foot. Sue, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. All right. So I always start out with, before they've even received their Beamer or even when they're talking about wanting to purchase one, I send them the quick start videos, which are in advancedibd.com/quickstartvideos. And I ask them to go over those. I tell them they're all 1 to 3 minutes long, and they're, you know, it just as they can go through that, that'll make it much easier when I come there and help them set up, or if I'm talking them through it long distance, it just helps it all go more smoothly. I also, and I'll scroll down, okay, so it has little videos about how to set up. It talks about the B body, the B pad, the B spot, you know, the sleep cycle that goes into the special features, the red light, and then, you know, even talks about B scan, B sit, keeps going. Anyway, it also has some things they can download, and I ask them, you know, to do that if they prefer. They have the tracking journal, progress report, you know, it's just one form. Then they also have the operating pro supplement, the on the classic and the pro, PDF FAQs, basic plan, user manual, and your first, well, anyway, that's a different part. That's for distributors. But then I also, so when they get their Beamer, I tell them, call me when you get your Beamer, and I either talk it over the phone, or I haven't done Zoom yet, but I am doing Zoom now, or I go there and help them set up. And so I'm there that first day, and the one thing I make sure 100%, because this it seems like it's one of the biggest things that many distributors have also found, I make sure that I train them to the point where they 100% know that you need to hit start on A1 and start on A2, and that to look on the screen and see them both counting down. So that's one big thing that I definitely check on. And then I also go back on day 3. Usually I text them or call, whatever they preferred, what they told me they preferred, and see how they're doing, you know, and, you know, if they're feeling like, oh, I'm agitated or I'm not feeling well, or they have any, you know, effects that tell me they're detoxing too fast, I tell them to take it down a level, to maybe take one session off, or, you know, Beamer the water or something like that. But I just kind of make sure I'm on it that first week. So I do on the third day, and then I do it again, maybe depending on how they did on that day. I might do it again in a couple days, or I might wait until the second week. And then I just text them and let them know you should be on intensity 2 now, as long as it feels good, plus signal on in the morning. I just kind of reiterate things, and I do that each week, going through all 6 weeks. And it, obviously, if it's a customer that really needs extra help, then sometimes I'll go back, or, you know, you just cater to the person. But I definitely touch base with them each week after that first week of doing several touches. And then on the seventh week, when they're ready to start the sleep cycle, if they're ready to start it, I offer to go to their house if they live by, you know, in my town area, and set them up with that. There's been times where I've gone like 4 or 5 times to set someone up, you know, an elderly person that didn't get it the first time or second or third. And I just, you just keep going back and doing it. Or I, on the phone, long distance, have done it that way. And then I also, something else I took actually from Danielle Ramber, which I thought was fantastic. And I just got my booklets in the mail a couple days ago, 25 of them. I'm actually going to send them out to my older customers that I didn't do this in the beginning, and all my new customers will receive this book. And it basically has, you know, different things like the user manual, the FAQs, a little tracker sheet, you know, symptom tracker thing, and, you know, what is Beamer, so they can explain it to their friends, and some other really pertinent information about the basic program and all this stuff. And it, you know, has a cover page with my information and contact information on it. And then I'm also going to take off from Casey Conrad I'm going to be planning to do this when I actually bring the Beamer, or when they get their Beamer at the beginning. That's why I'm including this part, even though I'm following through with my older people. Casey also suggested throwing in maybe some great referral, or some of your business cards for referrals, to make sure you ask for referrals, because that's something I haven't been really good with at the very beginning. Now I do, because I'm pretty, you know, big believer in my device. But I also, she mentioned that she includes like maybe 3 gift cards for 5 days or several days of Beamer sessions. And then she gives one big one. She actually has a place where people can come in at any time. And so she does a, you know, unlimited for a month. And she says, give this to the person that you really think needs it the most. And so then, you know, when you do this, you already got their wheels turning about, oh yeah, I'm going to tell so-and-so. Because I've noticed, especially with elderly people, my parents included, they're like, don't tell anyone we have a Beamer, because they don't want people coming all over from the neighborhood to their house to use their Beamer, I guess. But they're just not, they didn't work that way, and they don't know about referral type systems. So I think I want to encourage everyone to, you know, go ahead and do that, because you can even present it nicely. Like, this is, you know, you're a trusted friend, and if you're seeing results and believing in it, please think of your, you know, loved ones and people you know, because everyone with blood flow benefits from Beamer. And, you know, I work mostly on referrals, because, you know, it's not like a mass production type business. So there's things I do later on, but I'll wait and see what Lisa says, and I'll add to that if it's necessary. So that's pretty much what I do.
Okay, awesome, Sue. I had almost all of that on my list as well. I'm going to focus a little bit more on if you didn't have a system in place when you started, or if you're new to Beamer as a distributor and you just don't have a system, what Sue described, you know, those first 7 to 10 weeks are really important to set your clients up for success with the use of their Beamer. I can't tell you, I mean, it happens, but how many times, you know, you follow back up and, you know, they're using the program button on their body instead of the intensity button. And even though I do, it takes me an hour and a half to do a delivery, and then make them take notes in their own handwriting using their own words so they'll understand, it's, you know, especially for people that are just not as technical. So that follow-up in those first 7 to 10 weeks are super important. Also, in the seventh week, I always use that as a chance to go back and meet them in person if they're in my town. If not, we do it through Zoom or FaceTime and teach them how to start using the sleep program. It's also an opportunity for an additional sale, in that if it's a couple, I've had every single one of my couples that have purchased a Beamer from me have purchased an additional B-Body. And I always recommend that they just buy the B-Body Classic, a little less expensive, and they're going to take the cover off anyway and put it on the bed. So there's, you know, an additional sale for you there as well. And so if you haven't been following up or not sure what to do at this point, or you have customers, you know, maybe it was your first or second, third, fourth, fifth customer, and you've got them through and you just haven't talked to them in a while, and you might feel like it's awkward to just pick up the phone and call them or send an email. And so there's a couple of ideas that you can do is just start a monthly newsletter, or it doesn't even have to be monthly. It could be quarterly, and use the tools that we have in the back office. Even though they've already purchased a Beamer, using an iDecide, because it has such great information in it that they may have forgotten when you first were sharing Beamer with them. Use, you know, some of the new videos that we've gotten. Use the posts that Beamer Corporate is posting on the corporate page, and just kind of repurpose that information and use that. Or pick a topic of the month. I was recently part of a very fun mastermind, Beamer Women's Mastermind, and we went through and came up with, you know, the next 12 newsletters. You know, talk about sleep, how important sleep is to the body, and then you can introduce the sleep program. You can talk about brain health. You don't have to be talking about Beamer. You're just giving them information. You know, talk about what stress does to the body, heart health. So lots of different topics, and it could just be one topic, a very short newsletter that they can read quickly. And if monthly seems too much, then try quarterly. Also, too, the new horse set. That would be a great email to go out and say, you know, new and improved horse set from Beamer. Who do you know that has horses? We have horse Beamers in stock. They can ship tomorrow. So, you know, kind of maybe start taking up another focus. You don't have to be a horse person to sell a horse Beamer. I mean, I started a whole little subgroup of my business in the horse world until I got several horse distributors online, and now they go and do all of that. But that's an area that you can target. I do the same thing. I love Casey's, you know, giving people gift certificates. So even go back to your old clients, your past clients, and, you know, it's February. For February, I'm giving away a free gift certificate for, you know, 3 free sessions. Please forward to any of your friends who may want to try Beamer. So that's another way to reach out, where you're giving them something that's not awkward. A customer appreciation presentation. And this would be 2 points. One, a presentation to invite new people that, you know, are not familiar with Beamer yet, but invite your past customers to come as well as a customer appreciation, and then you have built-in testimonials for your presentation. You know, historically, we know that a good customer that has been followed up with, that you've been communicating with, and that is a fan of Beamer, is going to refer somewhere between 3 and 5 people to you if they have been taken care of. And the other thing is we're selling a $6,000 medical device, the service and the attention. It should be part of that whole, should be part of your whole process. So, Sue, do you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, actually, I do. I do similar things. I always invite my customers to every presentation or happy hour or lunch and learn that I do. And I encourage them to just attend, just to kind of get together and hear new things, and also to share their own personal testimonies with, you know, new potential people, and also invite their friends and family or whoever they would like to, that to learn more about Beamer. And I just kind of touch base with them like you too, and send them new information or just kind of keep the fire lit and check on them and make sure they're, you know, not on intensity 8 for 4 months, you know, or whatever. So pretty similar to what you do. And like you said, it's a, we get paid very handsomely, and we all love what we do anyway, and watching people's lives change. So it's really fun. Some people locally have set coffee dates with them, and, you know, it's really amazing because when people have been using the Beamer, and you all have experienced this, they always, you watch them change, like, physically, like their face expression, their coloring, everything about them. They just look happier and, you know, just healthier. And so I always point that out to them when I see them, you know. I'm not like, you know, tooting it, whatever. I'm just basically telling my honest comment, like, you look different, you know. So I do think it's important to keep up with them at whatever, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is fun to watch the transformations, right? David Olson, I know you're on the line. I also know that you're not inside, but do you want to unmute yourself and add anything?
I'm outside. You're right. I was thinking about the contrast, too, because I could hear the birds singing in the background, Lisa in Florida.
I know. Sorry. There's nothing I can do about my.
I love the birds singing, but it's a contrast because I'm almost at 9,500 feet above sea level. It's 10 degrees right now. And it's just funny, the contrast between all of us that are doing Beamer, our different lives. But we're all in it for the same reason. Thanks for hosting today and taking care of the dashboard. You know, speaking to what Sue was talking about, you know, the average customer can refer us to 5 people. We also have to remember, I mean, an upset customer will tell 20 people. So it's really in our best interest to make sure our people are having a great experience. And one tool I have found helpful, and I just did kind of an email text campaign last week to all my previous customers. For the older demographic, I'm emailing them. For the younger demographic, I'm texting them. But, you know, the 60-minute panel of MDs and referring them to the 5 minutes, it starts at minute 5 with Dr. Doug DeOrio, and just saying something like, you know, thanks for becoming part of the Beamer family, and, you know, take a look at this 5 minutes. It's a great reaffirmation on why you brought a Beamer into your life. And, you know, if you know of anybody that could benefit from a 30% increase in oxygen lasting 12 to 18 hours from that 1 8-minute session, refer them to me. And I've got great feedback from a lot of customers on that video. And so that is under, I think, Beamer TV or Vimeo Beamer as well. You can find it. That was my feedback. You guys are doing great. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Great. Thanks, David. And David, that reminded me of, you know, all of these tools are in the back office as well. You don't have to go searching for them. And that medical video is, you know, is really powerful. Also, too, I just want to point out is that, you know, asking for referrals is, I mean, people want to help their friends and their family. And, you know, you can offer a referral fee, but some people feel uncomfortable with that. So, you know, a gift card to a restaurant that they like going to or something like that is always nice to say thank you to your customers that are referring you business. You know, some people will just refer the business because that's what they do. So it's up to you how you want to handle those referrals. So we do have a caller on the line with a question. And before I take that caller, I just want to let everyone know you can ask whatever you want. Just hit 1 to go into the queue. And our first caller today is 541-968.
Hello, my name is Sharon. I am from Sio, Oregon, And I called in a couple of weeks ago asking for advice because I was going to give 2 full days of demos at one at a health food store and one at a juice bar. And so you guys said to call back to see how, you know, to tell you guys how it went. And plus, today's topic is so perfect because now I am on the other side and wanting to do some follow-up. And so just in a nutshell, I did 10 demos the first day, but I also talked with probably about another 20 people. And out of those 10, I had a very, very unusual demonstration, which scared me at first, because when the lady, she had told me that when she was 25, and she's 68 now, she had a really bad automobile accident where she didn't break any bones, but her whole body got so tweaked that she was in discomfort for many years until somebody finally introduced her to a chiropractor. And she still, this many years later, still has a lot of discomfort. Anyway, when we put her on the Beamer, she, about 4 minutes in, she goes, "Oh, my feet, they're feeling, they're something's going on with my feet. They kind of feel warm and tingly." And then she goes, "Oh, now it's happening to my hands." And at first I'm going, "What's going on?" You know, because I hadn't ever seen anything like this. And then she goes, "My back. Oh, right across my shoulders here. Oh, wow. It is really warm, kind of tingly feeling." And I'm going, oh, what's going on? My brain started scrambling. And then I thought, okay, she has to go to a chiropractor, which means she's out of adjustment. And so because of that, probably the, you know, the blood circulation isn't working very good. And all of a sudden it's starting to get blood into places. So I said, this is the most likely explanation. I said, but I will call somebody to verify this. So when I called one of my upline people, first thing out of their mouth was, "Wow, that's really awesome." And then I had forgotten to give her a glass of water before the treatment. And so I gave it to her. And after she drank it, she goes, "I'm not coughing." And I said, "What?" And she goes, "I'm not coughing." And I said, "Well, why would you be coughing?" She says, "I always cough when I drink water." And she said, "The doctor said I'm allergic to water." And I said, "No, nobody's allergic to water. There's something else going on." And I said, "Right now you've gotten blood flow to your throat and it's not irritating." And she was so excited. So the next day I told her, "Come in the morning and evening and have 2 more sessions. And so she did. She brought her husband, who has a skin condition that is very painful and bleeds and itches. And he came in and had 2 sessions. So they are probably going to get a machine, except her husband's dragging his feet because of the price. So he went to check out other PEMF machines. And so I just told him, you know, those PEMF machines, they work for a while and they do some things. But I said, this machine, you don't have to worry about where you're targeting. It just does everything. So now what I did on my follow-up, I've been super busy since I got back. And I sent an email out that said, "Hi, this is Sharon, and I want to thank you for experiencing a Beamer session. If you have any more questions, please text me or call me or go to the website." And then I sent them the 8-minute video, and some of them I sent the two-minute video. And I know that most of these people aren't going to buy a machine. And I don't want to harass them. What would you suggest after sending them that? I texted them. I didn't email any of them because most of the time I couldn't read their emails on the piece of paper. And that's a suggestion. If anybody does a demo, make sure you look at that paper and you can read their name, you can read their number, and you can read their email, because I didn't do that. And
yeah, Sharon,
so that's why
that's such a
That's such a great experience. So congratulations. And on the follow-up, so it is difficult. People's handwriting is hard to read. I solved that problem. I have the disclaimer on a tablet, on an iPad,
yeah.
And they have to type it in.
Wow.
That could be a solution for you on the disclaimers. I use the email program. I don't email from my personal email. It still says it comes from me, but I use MailChimp, and they have the opportunity to unsubscribe. So if you're bothering somebody, they'll just unsubscribe. And you'll know who unsubscribes. It tells you who unsubscribes. But then you can set up email templates, and you can set up automatic campaigns. You know, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't follow up is because they go to sit down and follow up, and all of their information isn't in one spot. So it's not easy.
Right.
So if you take the time on the front end and set up, there's MailChimp, there's Constant Contact. There are multiple systems out there, and they're free. I mean, you know, for what you're following up with now, you can get away with a free account. And just, you know, spend the time in advance. Okay, this is my first follow-up. This is going to be my second follow-up. This will be my third follow-up. And make it the same for everybody. And then for the people that respond back and say, you know, I want more information on this. Can I have a conversation about that? Then you can go one-on-one with them. And if they don't want to receive information from you, then they'll unsubscribe. And no harm, no foul. They're not going to not talk to you ever again, or these may be people you don't even know. So, And some people will just continue to read your emails, and they'll go, wow, that's great information. I mean, I just recently had a sale where I hadn't spoken to these people. I did 3 sessions with them at my studio, and they saw a post that I did. They reached out to me through Messenger on Facebook and said, I think we're ready to buy a Beamer. I sent them an iDecide. She contacted me right after she watched it and said, what do we need to do? Like, that was 18 months. So you never know when is going to be the right time for somebody to make a purchase, or what piece of information you're going to send to them that hits the right chord for them to go, okay, I'm interested now. So follow up, and get a system in place that works for you. There isn't one system that works for everybody. It's whatever is easiest for you.
Yeah. Well, I had one other gentleman.
Are you signed up for iDecide?
Oh, yes. But
if you haven't sent that out, send that out.
Okay, because I kind of thought I should save iDecide for somebody who I knew was interested. I mean, some of these people said, I need this very, very badly, but I have no money. You know,
okay,
and I said, well, there's financing.
You have a money conversation with them, and you find out what are they able to do. One of the first things I recommend to people is if they have a credit card, and they're in good standing, that they contact their credit card company, tell them they're buying a medical device. And, you know, for me, I'm in Florida, so with tax, it's around, I tell them to just ask for $6,500 and see if they can get 12 months, 24 months interest refinancing from their current credit card company.
Has
worked every single time. It has worked every single time for me.
Wow. Oh, that's a really good
okay.
suggestion.
Go ahead. Do you have another question? I've got some other callers I want to get to before we have to end.
I do, but I can't think of them right now. So, yes, one other question. The email thing that you sent out, one was Constant Contact. What was the first one you said?
MailChimp.
MailChimp.
CHIMP.
Oh, like a chimpanzee?
You got it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great day, Sharon. Congratulations.
You too.
All right, next caller is 914-217-914-217. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, thank you so much. This is Virginia O'Brien. I just had a question about in the beginning of the program, you talked about a package that you sent with to follow up with the manual and some other information. Where did you get that? Is that, do you know what
yeah,
I'm talking
Sue,
about?
Sue, do you want to give Sue? Do you want to give the link that you use?
Let me look it up. It's our advanced. It's the IBD, advanced IBD, if you're familiar with that one. And it is, does it tell me the link? It's advanced, oh gosh, I just missed it. Advanced IBD, sorry, my fingers are bumping.
No problem.
advancedibd.com/quickstart. It doesn't give me the whole thing when I'm looking at it, but it looks like advancedibd.com/quickstart. Probably just quick start. I think try that.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I got a Beamer in August, and I lost my manual, and I can't find it in the back office. Although they say it's there, so that would be great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great
/products/products.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
Okay, have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
All right, and our next caller is 605-430. 605-430, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sandy from South Dakota. Okay, I just wanted the same information. So you literally make copies of that and then send
yep.
them to your past customers with that just as a wake-up for them to – make sure they're doing everything right. Okay.
No.
All right. So
it's actually, Sandy, first of all, the link that we just gave you, the advanced IBD /product, that is actually a
mm-hmm.
link. You copy and paste it and send it in an email, and then they can click on that link, and then all of those videos are there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Also,
this link's easier. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Have a great
you
day.
You were good.
And our next caller is 310-350. 310-350. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is John from California. Quick question. The Bee Light, getting a lot of kudos to the Bee Light because there are a lot of great testimonies and heard them over through research. I had a question of the Bee Light. It's a 606, I think, nanoseconds. And it's LED, nanometers. Okay. So 660 nanometers. But I noticed that the wand does not beep when it's connected to the B-grip. I'm not sure if you've experienced that at all. All the other modules, it does beep, applicators. But when it's connected to that, so my question is it just the light and different intensities of the light? LED light, or because it didn't beep at all when I put the wand over it.
Oh, okay. I see you're calling it a wand. You're talking about the B scan, the frequency
the
scanner.
Scan. Yeah, the scan. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah, there is a Beamer signal. I'm going to just be 100% honest with you. I've never actually tested that. But there is an.
Lisa, do you want me to speak to that?
Yes. Thank you.
So remember, the Beamer signal can be delivered several ways. It can be delivered via ultrasound. It can be delivered via electromagnetic field. It can be delivered via light waves. The B scan is a Gauss meter. Gauss is designed, it's a unit of measure for electromagnetic field. So the B scan can only pick up the B sit, the B pad, the B spot, and the B body. Because when it comes to the light, the Beamer signal is being delivered via light waves, not electromagnetic field. That's why you cannot pick up the audible from the B scan.
Gotcha, gotcha. So, this is David. So what would be different just taking a regular LED light and just put it up to your face besides intensity?
The B light is delivering the beamer signal. So it is delivering that beamer waveform. I mean, it is a red light therapy, and red light therapy has been shown to have effectiveness in, like, driving collagen to the area and things like that.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It's got that therapeutic benefit. But beyond that, the most important thing about the B light is that it is delivering the beamer signal.
Okay.
Does that help?
Quick second. Yes, a lot. Quick second question. We've been getting a lot of questions about the difference between our patented signal and the ones that our competitors use. How is our signal captured?
Well, the biggest difference is that we have a patent, and no other PEMF device in the world has a patent on their signal, not one. So that's a really important fundamental to remember.
How you relate that to the equator, though, because that's coming up, too. That we, it's a patented signal that we somehow capture from the equator, which is...
Tell you what, why don't you email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com. That's a much longer conversation
than
we have time for.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Will, Dave. Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks, John. We have just about 3 minutes left. I don't have any other callers in the queue. If you do have a question, now would be the time to hit one on your phone to go into the queue. And if we have no other callers, I just want to once again stress and remind everybody to jump on the national sales call tonight with George and Chris Veronis and Albert Bosk, and get an update on what's going on with the inventory. And with that, I am someone got in just in the nick of time. 352-796-2796. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, I have my B light on right now and nothing else. And if you put it in a certain spot, it will give you a, it will make a sound.
Okay.
It's not as loud. Hear it?
Yep.
I'm doing it on mine, and I've done this before. You can't go it real fast and do it, but you have to go real slowly around the edge, and it will do.
Okay. So,
it will sound.
All right. Okay, thank you for sharing that. And one last chance for anyone to call in with a question. We've got about 1 minute left. All right, we've got no callers, so we are going to wrap this up for today, whatever Wednesday, and we'll be back again next Wednesday. Everybody have a great day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it to your health.